Welcome back to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Reminder once again, we just spoke with Joseph Kuzma and holiday party, November 3rd.
Fun.
Yeah. Are you going to go, Kim?
I might.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it,
It'd be fun. Go bowling and,
you know.
Go gamble.
Go gamble and, you know, have a little fun with the Y-Pods.
Absolutely.
Of course, I'm glad it ends at 6:30 to 9:30,
okay.
But I'm sure the fun will continue. But then I could go up to my room at 9:30.
There you go.
Because I'm an O-Pod.
You can get a good night's rest.
Yeah, well, sure, sure. Kim Euler with the Chamber of Commerce. You are the chief operating officer.
Or just, I show up every day, so.
Thank goodness. And, you know, and I, so one thing I do want to, say is, I was so glad that you were able to take the vacation to Italy and take 3 weeks. Was that like recharging, refreshing?
It was. It really was nice, you know, just to unplug from work and daily life and just go explore another culture and get immersed in it. It was fantastic. So,
And
highly recommend it.
Well, and you mentioned during a board meeting about the they had like temporary bump outs and where people would sit down and have, you know, their... What is it called? The afternoon or before dinner wine and cheeses?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always interesting to go to a different country and see, you know, what similarities and what differences there are. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the things that I noticed was that Rome had a ton of bump outs for like all the restaurants, and they were all temporary. They had these cute little, you know, planters around them, and, you know, then the cars were parked. I mean, it was just similar to ours. So it was really fascinating. We sat at, you know, a ton of them and just watched people, and yeah, it was really fun.
Awesome. Well, I just, you know, it's one of those that to reward yourself, for lack of words, but taking the time and truly disconnecting. You know, and that was one thing that I would tell you, anybody that's a business owner, you know, supervising of other people. When people take a vacation, do not bombard them with questions, you know, or if you have something, put it in an email, you know, you can either, you know, and save it.
Yeah.
Or if they send and the person happens to look at it, well, that, you know, that's maybe a little bit on them so you don't forget. But it's so important because when someone's on vacation, let them vacation.
Yeah. And it's important to take that time, especially, you know, for leaders. They tend to be, you know, drivers and they don't take the time to, you know, relax and just unplug. And so I think that that's really important. And to set the bar for, you know, their employees too, and make sure that, you know, everybody is doing that, because you're more productive when you come back.
Yeah, and the other day I think you walked in and I was supposed to be off, and I actually was doing a couple of things. First time it was like, why are you here?
Busted.
So I was like, yeah, I was busted. I was trying to get it done before you got there. Anyway, but sincerely, thank you. And also, we're pre-recording this. I mentioned it, but Wednesday is the National Local Chamber of Commerce Appreciation Day.
Yay!
And so for all of our members, we appreciate you because you make doing what we do fun.
Absolutely.
And without the support from our members, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the business community, the community in general is just so wonderful. And I love Durango, and I feel very fortunate to live here and work with everybody. So it's a fun job. It's
great. And something coming up is another fun event, which is Durango Rocks.
Speaking of fantastic businesses and leaders, we have Durango Rocks coming up. It's an annual event that we recognize leaders in the community, volunteers who are making a difference, nonprofits, businesses. And so, you know, we get together every year and we recognize these wonderful people, wonderful businesses, organizations, and we celebrate. So it's a nice time to really unify the community. And so in order to do that, to have those celebrations, we need nominations.
Right. And I do want to point out the nominations. Walk me through that process, because it's not popularity.
No, it's
people
not.
Don't vote on this.
Well, we have a committee, a selection committee, and so they review, you know, all of the submissions and, you know, take into account, you know, like the year and what's going on and you know, whatever the submission is. And then they make a selection.
And it's based on a lot of merit.
It is. Absolutely. It's based on merit. You know, what have they done? Mm-hmm. How have they made a difference in the community? How are, you know, businesses really making an impact on their employees and, yeah. you know, creating a positive work environment?
Right.
So, you know, those types of things all come into play. And yeah, it's not a vote thing. It's, you know, that's out to the popular vote. It's by committee, and we have a lot of different categories.
Yeah, and I always say they're all the of the year awards, but what are the categories people can nominate for?
Well, for individuals, we have Citizen of the Year. We also have the Morley Ballantyne Award, mm-hmm. and that's for women in business or mm-hmm. just women in the community who are yeah. making a difference. The Barbara Conrad Award is for an individual who went through Leadership La Plata,
oh, yeah.
a program of the chamber,
mm-hmm.
and is, you know, really doing great things and has made great contributions yeah. to Leadership La Plata. We also have the Ed Moreland Entrepreneur of the Year. And that's a good one to give to an individual who's really making strides, you know, and with their business, you know, startup or, you know, just being innovative.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also have Volunteer of the Year Award and a Diplomat of the Year Award. And so, you know, we're able to really recognize different people from mm-hmm. different walks of life doing different things.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. But we need to know who's doing what?
Right.
You know, who's making a difference?
Yeah. And people can nominate. Simply, they go to DurangoBusiness.org.
Correct.
And then on the homepage,
yes.
there is a big old banner that says Durango Rocks.
Yes.
Nominate now.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can just fill out their name, fill out your contact information. So if we have any questions or mm-hmm. need more information. But, you know, just tell us a little bit why, you know, that you think that they're so fantastic and deserving of this award.
Yeah.
So it's really easy. It's simple. And, you know, we encourage everybody to make a submission.
Yeah. And so all the nominations, I know the deadline's coming up, they're due when?
They are due at the end of October, so October 31st, Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, get those in before you go trick-or-treating.
There you go. Yep. And like you say, the forms are right there.
Yes.
And if we need, you know, just get the name in, and I always want to say we can follow up.
Absolutely.
And say, give us some more information, you know. And I do tell people, if you know something about the individual or the organization or the business that maybe isn't public, that they do things behind the scenes. That's kind of that what I say is the real common thread throughout the awards and the nominees.
Absolutely. It's kind of the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Like, what are people doing that not everyone knows about?
Right.
And, you know, so let's talk about the other categories that we have for,
please.
Like, businesses and organizations. So we have Spirit of Durango. That's given by the Durango diplomats,
mm-hmm.
the chamber diplomats. And, you know, that's something where, you know, what companies really embody the spirit of Durango. I mean, it's, you know, so that it can be a little bit broad, but who's really doing cool things in Durango?
Yeah.
We also have Nonprofit of the Year. So that goes to a nonprofit organization. Last year, it was the Homes Fund that
won.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because they're making great strides with the housing industry.
Yep.
And then we also have Small Business of the Year and Business of the Year. And so, you know, if you know of a small business, we have the categories on our website as well, so you can take a look at them.
The criteria is listed out.
The criteria, mm-hmm. yeah, exactly. So it's pretty easy to figure out, you know, which category, you know,
yeah.
somebody might fall into. And then, yeah, like I said, just DurangoBusiness.org, and it's on the homepage, and it's a really easy form to fill out.
Yeah. And again, the deadline is Halloween.
Halloween.
So get your submissions in. And when the awards event is always up at Fort Lewis College at the Community Concert Hall. And this next year, it's on Leap Year Day.
It is a leap year.
Yeah.
It's on February 29th.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun evening. And, you know, it's just it's a great time to really see other people in business and,
yeah.
You know, meet people, network, and then celebrate.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting just to recognize all these wonderful people that we have living here.
You know, that's something that I hear doing this for years and years, but people always say, I leave the event feeling so good about our community. it's just there's so many great things going on, you know. And as we're recording this, I'm thinking of, you know, Sepkus Parade, which is the same as our business after hours, you know. And again, we're pre-recording this, but then there's the homecoming parade, and then there's a balloon thing, and then there's the Dancing with the Durango Stars that just occurred. I mean, all of this. There's so much to do, and that's what makes Durango truly wonderful.
Yeah, we do have a lot going on and a lot of wonderful community events. So it's pretty special where we live. You know, I think that that's something that sometimes people forget, like how wonderful it is to live here. And all you have to do is get out and travel somewhere else, and then you're like, ah, I'm glad I'm home.
Well, and I know with other chambers that I, you know, colleagues that I talk with, they always ask me that. They're going, how do you guys do so much? You know, and I'm like, well, we aren't doing it all, but we help promote it all. And it just, it's the people here.
Absolutely.
The people are truly what make the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to recognize on February 29th, the Durango Rocks Awards. And all you have to do is make a submission.
Yeah.
You know, go to the internet, durangobusiness.org, and let us know who is doing wonderful things in our community.
Now, are you looking for sponsors?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
We have had you know, many sponsors in the past, like First Southwest Bank and Baird Financial, Durango Area Association of Realtors, the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority, Sky Ute Casino, Bank of Colorado, Coors, Fort Lewis, Mercy. So we're looking for, you know, other sponsors as well.
Yeah.
It's a really fun night just to get together with people. And we have a nice little reception beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the concert hall, and we put on a show that's, you know, you MC it, so that's got to be fun.
Well, yeah, hello.
What are you going to wear this year? Do you know?
No, I tux.
You should think about that one. Maybe spice it up. I'm kidding.
Well, I'll wear how do we say pterodactyl?
Oh, no.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, one of those inflatable things. That's what I should wear.
That'd be a little awkward with the awards, though.
Well, not the whole night.
Oh, okay.
The whole night. You're grabbing her.
We have a lot of fun, though. And it's a fun night, but it's a serious night, too, to you know, celebrate. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have my timekeeper to keep people on, you know. So, and last year, I mean, I want to commend those that for putting on the event. I mean, you're the director, the producer, all the things that behind the scenes you do, but then also the recipients.
Yes.
We kept them to a time limit, and I think last year was a record year for, you know, getting through the whole program in an hour and a half.
Yeah, it went pretty smoothly,
I think. Yeah, so. It did.
Well, and the fun thing is that, you know, we recognize these individuals, but then we also recognize businesses, and we usually have finalists that we announce, and so that's an opportunity to, you know, like really showcase any kind of business that's doing wonderful things. And so it's not just one business that we highlight, you know, it's multiple.
Right.
And so that's really fun to see all of the businesses. We give away 12 awards.
Right. I mean, so, it's like the Academy Awards of Durango.
It's pretty exciting. The awards are beautiful, too. They're really nice.
Yeah.
I've seen them in businesses that have won in the past, and they have them displayed, you know, on their front desk or whatnot.
So oh, yeah.
It's pretty fun to see that.
Yeah.
So.
I there's one time I was in a business, and it was, you know, somebody had moved it, probably to dust or something. I picked it up, and I moved it right to the front. And I'm like, what are you doing? So, we got display that award more and put a spotlight on it, you know. But if you want to have an opportunity to spotlight an award, what do people need to do and how do they nominate?
They go to durangobusiness.org, and it's right on the homepage at the top. You just click on that button to make a submission, and you fill out the information. It's a really short form, but just tell us, you know, what are they doing that makes them stand out, that makes them unique, that's, you know, really come, you know, when you think of an award, like a Business of the Year award, you know, who comes to mind? And so I know everybody knows either an individual who's doing wonderful things or businesses that are doing great things. So everybody should be nominating.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's durangobusiness.org. Right on our homepage, you have until Halloween.
Yep.
To get those submitted. And if we have, you know, questions, we definitely will follow up. We'll get all that then to the nominating committee. And if you're interested in being a sponsor for Durango Rocks on February 29th, 2024, contact you.
Yes, contact me, Kim Euler, at the Durango Chamber of Commerce, and happy to plug you in and get you promoted.
So. All right, can you stick around?
Absolutely.
All right, because I got other questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk on air. No, I'm kidding. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Kim Euler. And don't forget DurangoBusiness.org to get your nomination in. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO with 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.